Facebook permanently blacklists LifeSite News. By Alam Bokhari on May 5, 2021. LifeSite News, a major pro-life news website, reports that Facebook has permanently blacklisted its page over false information about COVID-19 and vaccine-discouraging information. Via LifeSite News. In a quick series of notices and emails to LifeSite News Marketing Department, Facebook delivered the shocking news, accusing LifeSite of publishing false information about COVID-19 that could contribute to physical harm. Facebook also said that they deplatform Facebook pages that publish vaccine-discouraging information on the platform. Facebook cited an article posted on April 10, 2021, headlined COVID vaccines can be deadly for some. Much like when LifeSite was removed from YouTube, this comes with little surprise, noted LifeSite News Marketing Director Rebecca Roberts. We have known this day was coming for months now. Mainstream news websites have reported on deadly reactions to COVID-19 vaccines. A headline in U.S. News reads 21 people experienced anaphylaxis after getting the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine, CDC says. The subheading reads officials say the potentially deadly reactions were exceedingly rare and that vaccination is an important tool in efforts to control the pandemic. U.S. News also reported on deaths from blood clots linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine in Australia, while Reuters has reported on a vaccine-related death in Alberta, Canada. Both news organizations are allowed to remain on Facebook. The United States temporarily paused delivery of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in April, a move that was condemned by former President Donald Trump. The U.S. resumed delivery of the vaccine later in the month, but Denmark recently dropped the same vaccine from its rollout over blood clotting fears. LifeSite News has been censored by big tech companies on numerous occasions. In 2019, LifeSite was locked out of its Twitter account for using the birth name of a far-left transgender activist in Canada. Earlier this year, the site was permanently banned by Google-owned YouTube. Breitbart News has reached out to Facebook for comment. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.